السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله. Among the events that happened in our history in this month of Jumada al-Ula is the incident called Ajnadin. Ibn Ishaq and al-Madaini رحمهم الله say that Ajnadin took place on the 28th of Jumada al-Ula, the 13th year after Hijrah. Fathul Futuh says on the 18th of Jumad al-Ula. In this expedition, the leader of the Muslims, the commander was none other than Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And the commander of the Roman army was either Qayqulan, and Ibn Jarir's report says his name was Qubqular. This is quoted in Hayatul Sahaba as well. He sent an Arab Christian from the Qudaa clan. This individual's name was Ibn al-Huzarif. He was told to go and stay amongst the Muslims. Camouflage yourself among them for some time and then bring us information. So this Arab went and stayed among them for an entire day and an entire night. And when he returned to the Christians, to the Romans, they asked him for the report. That I found amazing people. At night, their rabbis praying and begging the Lord. Bilayli ruhban, begging Allah at night. And in the day they are powerful, valiant heroes and horsemen. They are so just that the rule in their religion is the thief's hand should be cut. And this law is enacted even if the son of their king has to steal. Even if one of their elite has to steal or perpetrate the crime of adultery, the order of their Lord will be enacted upon them. Meaning Allah's command will take place. Had. So basically the Sahaba are described to be humble before Allah and kind toward each other, brave against the enemy, fair and just with all and sundry. These beautiful qualities forced their leader Qubqular to utter these words. That really, if what you are saying about these men, if this information is true, then indeed, rather, لَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ لِقَائِهَا أُولَٰيَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا. I'd rather be underground than face such people with such tremendous exemplary qualities above this earth. I wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it. I wish that God could just make it such that I never have to face such people. So enamored and awe-stricken he was by hearing this report from his spy. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims were victorious in this expedition called Ajnadin. But this is the amazing akhlaq of the Muslims. Alhamdulillah. There's so many incidents the like of this in Hayatul Sahaba right at the end of the book. The end of the third volume brings an amazing chapter titled Asbabun Nusrat al-Ghaybiyya. How did Sahaba acquire Allah's unseen help? And also the theme is ماذا قالت الأعداء في غلبة الصحابة عليهم. What was the reaction of the enemy concerning Sahaba's victories? And basically this topic is also titled this theme as well. الفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء. True virtue is where your enemy actually acknowledges your virtue. Here Rustam also, when they faced the Muslims in the lands of Persia. Now these are two powerful superpowers of the them day. Ibn Rufail narrates, and this is from Ibn Jarir in his Tariq, his book of history, that when Rustam had camped at Najaf, he sent a spy to mix amongst the Muslims, to merge himself among them. So he stayed with them for some time, as though he was part of them. And he mentions, رَأَهُمْ يَسْتَاكُونَ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ. And this report mentions this specifically, that they would use the miswak at the time of every prayer. O Ummah, let's bring alive the beautiful sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These sunan mubarakah of our beloved is where we win the help of Allah, the love of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his special help. Then they perform their salah in congregation and then they return to their different duties and posts. فَيَفْتَرِقُونَ إِلَىٰ مَوَاقِفِهِمْ. After spending some time among them, he then returns to his people, giving them a full recount
of what he saw amongst the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. And they even asked him questions like, what do they eat? And so forth. So he mentions how they eat, how they sat together, how they shared what they had, even though what they had was very little, but the blessings and the barakah that was among them. He even mentioned how they used the miswak in the evenings, at night, as well as the mornings. And it so happened that they then heard the adhan. And now there's movement on the side of the Muslims. And some of the Persians are seeing this movement that everyone is going towards a certain central area. So now they're getting worried. Are they planning to attack us? So the spy then says to them, no, this motion of theirs is towards their congregational prayer. They go on to make salah. So the commander Rustam said that this voice came to me early in the morning, meaning late at night, that this is Umar. He is the one that is speaking to them, and he refers to them as dogs, meaning the Muslims. And Umar is teaching them intelligence. Obviously, he's referring to the Muslims in a derogatory way. But when he saw the salah and he heard the adhan, subhanallah, Hazrat Sa'd led the prayer. Rustam saw this and watched this amazing phenomena of adhan, salah, from a distance. And these words emanated from his mouth. Akala Umaru kabidi. Umar has devoured my liver. Meaning Umar is finishing me right from where he is. O Ummah, how beautiful is the amal of the Muslims. That even those who joined them saw the beautiful akhlaq of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Their honesty, their loyalty, their integrity, their simplicity, their humility, and their prioritization of Allah's command. Adhan, salah, deen, a'mal. In Hayat al-Sahaba, there's another report from Saif, also from Ibn Jarir's Tariq. He says, a Roman had escaped from the Muslims' captivity, and he met Heraclius as he was on his way to their land, Constantinople. The emperor says to him, tell me about them. He says, I'll tell you about them. Their qualities in the day and at night. At night they pray to Allah in abundance, begging Him, beseeching Him. And in the day they are powerful, brave warriors. They never usurp anybody's property. Whatever they take, they pay for. And whenever they enter, they make salam. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ إِلَّا بِسَلَامٍ. And this is what the non-Muslims know of Muslims. They greet with peace. They never give up nor run from the battlefield. And he explains and describes their many qualities. So he, the Roman emperor, says, if what you're saying is true, then definitely they would inherit everything beneath my very feet. Even the statement of the Chinese emperor, where Yazdajird, who was the last Persian king, he writes to the Chinese king seeking his reinforcements and help. So he asks the emissary coming to request his help, that indeed I know that it is the duty of kings to help other kings. But describe such people to me, because them being so few from what I hear, banishing you from your lands despite you being so many in number, their few numbers can never compare to what you have as far as numbers and weaponry is concerned. This must be due to some goodness in them and evil in you. So the emissary says, ask me, sir. Whatever you want, I would explain to you. Among the Christians, are they loyal to their word? Do they fulfill their pledges and promises? He says, yes. The Sahaba are so honest and fair and truthful to their word. And then he mentions that before they fight, they call us to their deen. If we respond and accept their deen, they treat us how they treat each other. Or we then have the option of jizya, where they give us protection. Or the third is battle, where they meet us on the battlefield. Among the other questions is, are they obedient to their leaders? He says, most obedient. What about, what do they deem permissible and impermissible? And then he explains what he knew of that. Then he asked them, he asked the emissary, if what is permissible, do they try to change the rules from halal to haram, from permissible to impermissible, and vice versa? Or are they obedient to the Lord, or to their Lord, and their religion? And then he explains that they are obedient to the commands of their Lord. He asked many other questions as well. At the end, he writes to the Persian Emperor Yazdegerd, saying, "What stops me from sending such an army to you, reaching your lands in Maru, whilst the last part of my army are just leaving China? I'm prepared to do that, and I'm capable of doing so. But I know my men would still lose, because the men that your man has just described to me are men of such integrity and fabric that even if they are to stand before the mountain, the mountains would tremor. If they are to reach me, they would remove me from my position. I would advise you, make peace with such people. Don't interfere with them." Subhanallah. Yeah, Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.